This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sharon Brody. We're living through an emotional time, with a deadly pandemic and protests over racial injustice gripping the country amid a polarizing presidential campaign. With that as a backdrop, tomorrow, a local organization is launching an online series to talk about the importance of something called urgent love amid the turmoil. WBUR's Kyrie Thompson reports on the event's two unexpected guests.
Actor Jason Isaacs says he never plays it safe when it comes to embracing new opportunities. But he still remembers being a bit confused when he got a call a few weeks ago from Guy Benaron, co-founder of the Boston-based community organization, The Jar.
He got in touch. He said, do you want to be part of a conversation on urgent love with DA Rachel Rollins? And I went, I don't know what any of that sentence means. I have no idea what I have to offer, and I don't know what this conversation is, and I don't know what you want me to do. And he went, that's okay. That's great.
And yes, he's talking about Suffolk County District Attorney Rachel Rollins. She says she hadn't thought much about the phrase urgent love either, until Benaron gave her a piece of his vision.
Recognizing the insane moment we're living through, there's a real sense of urgency. The world is on fire. It is urgent for us to act out of love. What does it look like?
So when I heard the words, I thought, wow, yeah, I want to be involved in this, even though it's with like a Malfoy from Harry Potter.
So what do a fiery, progressive district attorney and the man who played the villainous Lucius Malfoy in the Harry Potter films have to say about loving people urgently? Benaron hopes the mystery will be part of the magic when the two meet one another virtually for the first time tomorrow night.
They do completely different things in the world. They have completely different experiences. And yet their approach to what they're doing and how they want to make a difference is the same. It's driven by love.
Tomorrow's event will be the first of three in the Jar's Urgent Love series, which will pair two unlikely voices to discuss what urgent love means to them. The 30-year-old Benaron is no stranger to using the arts to bring people together, dating back to his time running Boston's Israeli Stage. And neither is Isaacs, who has appeared on shows like Avatar: The Last Airbender, that explore challenging human issues through fiction.
And I think that actually in these times when people are so rotten with cynicism, that it's fiction. And it's the storytellers that can talk about the essential truths of humanity so that they can reappraise how they engage with the world.
But this moment is different, with people seeking connection and solace amid the traumas of the coronavirus pandemic and national awakenings to racial injustice. When Rollins thinks of urgency right now, she pictures Breonna Taylor, the 26-year-old black woman shot and killed by Louisville police in March, and what she calls a lack of justice for Taylor and her family.
We are no longer waiting and patient because in this moment we see that there needs to be urgency. She saved people's lives and we didn't save hers. We didn't show up for that woman who gave so much of herself.
Isaacs admits that, as a white English man, he might have to do more listening than talking when that topic comes up tomorrow. But he says he's eager to learn and to be part of the solution.
I'm a storyteller. Our worlds seem barely to overlap, and yet I'd be very surprised if by the end of the evening we hadn't found a million things we had in common more than we have that set us apart. I feel a crescendo of need to be to help myself by helping others.
And Rollins says that need, that urgent desire to love, isn't always the beautiful, lighthearted feeling people make it out to be.
It's not always roses. There is tension. There is sacrifice. There is rage, right? There is love at the end because your heart recognizes that the bigger picture is bigger than your ego in that moment.
In this moment, whether it's patient and kind or urgent and challenging, Rollins and Isaacs hope they can spread some love at a time when people need it. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kyrie Thompson.
For more information on tomorrow's event with DA Rollins and Jason Isaacs, visit wbur.org/artery.
Love, L-O-V-E to MC, get love, L-O-V-E and I be, love, L-O-V-E to MC, get love, L-O-V-E and I be, the M-O-S-T.